Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and I am today is the 25th of November. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and I am so happy. Last week, you were listening to a pre-recorded one. I was in California and actually getting ready to get on a plane to come back to Ohio, but now I am back in Ohio. And would love to talk to anybody who would like to talk to me tonight. And remember, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. What's important to understand about the Akashic Records is that it's not so much about past lives or even futures. You know, we create our future. There's a lot of stuff going on. Boy, the closer we get to, like a month from now is would be Christmas Day. That's kind of incredible. And then you've got the 21st, Friday the 21st of December. I actually just realized today that my kids... Both my kids will be on the West Coast on that day. one will be, my daughter and her family will be in Seattle visiting my son-in-law's family, and my son and his wife and my son and daughter-in-law and their two children are going to be, I think, in California, the San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles area, going to Disneyland and stuff. So, well, actually, I think the kids, my son and his wife, are going after Christmas. But I know that my daughter and my son-in-law and the kids are probably going to fly out on the 22nd or the 23rd. So hopefully, whatever's showing up is going to show up, and they'll still be in Ohio. You know, I feel pretty safe here in Ohio, and not that I would recommend that anybody not feel safe no matter where they are, but I think that what's interesting, though, we actually had some earthquakes here in Ohio recently, I think, as well as about 10, 15, 20 years ago or more. And so it's interesting how the earth responds. But this is a time that we need to really start embracing the earth with love. I was in California, and I was with Lori Rianne Anderson. And I, again, I want to throw a real big thank you out to Lori Rianne for her wonderful hospitality when I stayed with her. And I went to her wonderful workshop on putting together or creating your permanent Merkaba. That would drum below Melchizedek's work that she does. And by the way, she's going to have her, if you're in the California area, she has her last, I want to say it's the last whale ride, boat ride to see the whale. She's got that coming up soon. I'm trying to think about when that is. If you would like to know more about her work, you can email me, and I have her email that says when she's going to be doing her last trip for with the whales and the dolphins. It's the last trip. It's going to be on. Let me see here. I've got it right here. I guess it was Sunday, December 30th. It's a special boat trip with Judith Moore. It's part of the Welcome to the New World weekend, and she's going to be doing a workshop with there with the whale and dolphin boat trips and the meditations. And so if that's of interest to you, I suggest you give her a call. Or you can go to Lori's website. It's laurierayon.com. LaurieRayon, laurierayon.com. We're going to have her on the show probably, maybe, you never know, before the end of the year. That would be nice. And have her talk about Pooja, the cat that she channels. Anyway, I just want to kind of get back to the Akashic Records and what we do here. We talk about things that you want to talk about. I actually have a email question, and you can email your questions. They can be their personal questions. They can be global questions. They can be questions about how the world works. And you can get those. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Or if you would like to call in and talk to me personally while we're on the air, you certainly can do that. You can dial toll free at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct if you're from another country. Our area code is 011, and it's 9537. Those would be good numbers for you to call. And again, or you can email me a question. But I think it's important that we kind of look at what's happening not only to the planet but ourselves. There are energies that are shifting, and it's really important now more than ever that we not go into fear. You've heard me say this over and over again, and I think I'll just continue to say it until we get past that December 21st dateline, and I want you just to know that you are deeply loved. You know, there's many people out there as the holidays come up, we just finished Thanksgiving, that feel very much alone, and they feel that nobody hears them or cares about them. And I really want to encourage you and let you know that Spirit does hear you, and Spirit does care about you. And it's also important for you to know that your pain is the pain of the universe. What does that mean? That means that your sadness is not, you are not alone in your sadness. That there are other people out there that are feeling sadness the same way you feel it. And the difference is that we end up feeling alone because we feel like we're not being heard or seen. And that nobody really understands who we are, what we're going through. And I want you to really know that the way the energy works is every time you speak a prayer, those words, especially when you speak them out loud, go out vibrationally to the world. And when they go out to the world, they have an impact the same way as if to say you're kind of throwing out thoughts. And as you throw out thoughts, it's important for you to also understand that the way you phrase things is very important. Okay? The way you phrase things is extremely important, and I want you to be aware of that. So when you're out there and asking, why am I not doing this, or why is this happening in my life, I want you to phrase it in a way that makes you feel good about whatever it is you're doing. So, for example, why, instead of saying, why am I so alone, you really want to say things like, why am I surrounded with love? How do I know I'm surrounded with love? This is actually the work of Noah St. John, and he is a very interesting man, and so I strongly encourage you, okay, to look at how your self-talk is and to be aware of that. And I thought I heard a beep. Do I have a caller on the line? I guess I don't. Okay. So I'm going to go to the first email question I have here. And the caller is calling, the person is writing, her name is Val. And she's writing because sometimes I get severe pain throughout my body. Often shoulders, wrists, feet, and hands. This pain is the worst premenstrual or during ovulation. I'm 32 now, and when I was 21, I was diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis. I did a lot of self-work, yoga, change of diet, meditation, to minimize these symptoms. I learned a great deal from this experience, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity abroad. While the pain I experience is now considerably less frequent and less severe, I would still like to eradicate these symptoms and learn the message they bring. I would be very grateful for any information to help me move beyond this current state of being. Okay, so just give me a second here, Valerie. And so first, number one, I want you to just imagine or go back to what was happening in your life. What this is, and again, please understand, I don't know if you've listened to the show or before or not, but I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. I don't interpret anything. I open the records before the work, before the radio show, so I have the records open. I don't have your specific records open, so what happens is I'm speaking to you in service to you, and I would like you, love to have your feedback on what's being said. But in service to you, as an Akashic Record teacher and consultant, what I'm receiving is that at the time you were 21, even though you were actually, quote-unquote, diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, that was actually a signal from your soul to become more spiritual, which it sounds like exactly what you did. And so it's important for you to understand that the changes you made really did help your body. The other piece that's important is that, do I have a caller on the line? Hello? Caller? I heard of you.
Oh, yes.
Is this Val?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no. No, I'm another caller.
Okay, just hold on for 1 second. Just stay with me, and I'll be right with you, okay? Because I just want to finish what I had was saying to Val. Do you mind?
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
Oh, yes. Please do. Please finish
Okay, great.
That.
Just hang with me for a minute. Okay.
So
I was talking. So, Val, what I want you to know is that when you were diagnosed, like I said, what they're saying is that you were, it was a signal for you to become more spiritual. And I hope you're continuing with those shifts that you had. In other words, like, you're still doing yoga, you're still eating the healthy diet, and you're doing the meditation. Because it's really opening you to information. And the pain that you're having, I want you to communicate with it. I want you to start talking to the pain. And I want you to start asking the pain what it needs from you. When your body's in pain, it's a signal that there's something that's needed. And while the records will never tell you what to do, they'll always give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. In this particular case, they're suggesting that you communicate with the pain and start journaling it. So when your body, and actually asking what your body needs, so you want to communicate with your body at the time that you have this pain, and you want to ask, what is this pain about? What do I need to see that I'm not seeing? And what part of my life can I lighten the load, so that I don't have to feel the weight of the world on my shoulders? And I will go into more detail maybe later on in the program. But I want you to just try to look at this. Email me if that makes sense to you, and we can go on later on. Okay, caller, here I am. And who is this?
Oh, hi, Donna. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Where
are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Texas.
Okay. Are you? Is this? Have you listened to the show before?
I have. Yes.
Great. Okay.
And thank you so much for the show.
Oh, you're welcome. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if we could ask the Akashic Records what the best way to go about my life purpose would be. Is that okay to ask that question?
Sure.
Or does it need to be more specific?
Well, that's a huge question. Life purpose is big. Do you know what I mean? So the idea here is that are you sure you're not living your life purpose now?
Oh, yes, I'm sure I'm not.
and so tell us why you know that.
Everything's coming to a screeching halt.
Ah, okay. So everything's
coming. That's how
you know. I'm sorry, what?
That's one way you know.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I just thought that's how you really know things. You aren't doing what you're supposed to do.
Well, the other thing is that a lot of people know that they're not in their on purpose when they don't have joy in their life.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Okay. And so right now, when you say everything is coming to a halt, the question that needs to be asked is, if you could do anything you wanted to do, what would it be? And quite frankly, I'm not looking for a general answer of I want to help people, because that's too generic. That's too big. So if you could do anything you wanted to do, what do you think your purpose is?
Oh,
what's in your heart?
Helping people find solutions to their health issues via, like, alternative methods.
Okay. And do you have training in that?
Well, I have, yes, I have some minor training.
Okay. And so, go ahead.
And like a first level healing class.
And what are your plans to further that?
Well, that's the dilemma, is I don't know which direction to go, because there's something I could do easy right now that I could segue into that. But I'm also considering doing like information research for people, because I think that a lot of times people just can't find the help that they need.
You're talking about for health issues?
Yes.
Which one brings you more joy?
Probably the research, because I'm kind of a research nerd.
Okay. So the idea here is that you want to, this is what I'm receiving, that you want to create a website that people would possibly subscribe to, that has a lot of free information, but for more detailed information they would have to subscribe. And that's how, and you would be researching the information to help them. Is that what you're thinking of, or what's going on?
Yes, something along that line. Mm-hmm.
And so what's stopping you?
Probably from doing that, putting together the website.
And so are you able to put that website together, or do you need help doing that?
Well, I could put something up really quick. I can't do like a detailed website.
But what we're saying to you is, we're asking you in it sounds like you're blocked, like you're asking, is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing?
Yes.
And if you're, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
And what if the records were to tell you no, you need to go into art therapy?
I could do that.
We're trying to make a point here. The point is, okay, is that if you were told to do, you wanted to do one thing and you were told by the Akashic Records to do something else that went against what you truly wanted to do, that would not serve you. Because it would be telling you what to do rather than you choosing your own joy.
Ah, interesting.
And so what they're suggesting you do is choose your own joy and take it as far as you can and take the steps necessary to create your joy and to create your feeling of worthiness. The key here, Sharon, is that you're afraid of not being perfect in your choice. And then you're not alone in that. People are afraid they're going to make the wrong choice and God's going to be mad at them. And there's absolutely no truth in that. The reason there's no truth in that is because God wants, or spirit, or universe, or you know, whatever you want to call divine will or divine energy, is just as much a part of you as you are a part of it, and it only wants your happiness. And so it's whatever makes you the most happy that's going to motivate you to get up every morning and be happy. That's what the key is. The fulfillment comes in your joy of doing. Not in your fear,
okay.
Not in your fear of being wrong. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm just kind of chuckling at myself. Yeah, I had a fear of being wrong.
Yeah,
that's
well,
funny.
I'm sure that you've been wrong a few times in your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the idea is that... Welcome to humanity. That's part of learning, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like when you're going to school, the teacher tells you to do homework, right? And then when you get it wrong, she realizes what you don't know and what she has to teach better.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so the idea here is that if you are in the process of deciding that you want to do research, and part of the reason why you want to do research, by the way, is because the hands-on stuff is just very scary for you, because what happens if the people don't heal? You'll take it personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's baloney. That's just absolutely baloney, because it's not about you. You're a nice lady, but no offense, you don't have that power. None of us do.
Right.
Okay, the reality is,
exactly,
is that the client that comes to us, comes in front of us, and partners with the divine and says, okay, my soul is ready to release this right now. And the healer is the facilitator that allows the energy to come forward with their open heart. And when the client's heart is open to receive the healing, healing happens. If the client's not ready, or if it's not the soul's intention to heal at that moment, the healing is not going to show up. And it's nothing, no, it's nobody's quote-unquote fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm hearing them say to me is that they would suggest that you do both. Not only a website, but to do some hands-on healing because you need the human interaction.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, you're very much a people person. So you really need to. You can't lock yourself up in front of a computer and expect yourself to be happy because there will be nobody to interact with. And so they strongly suggest.
Yeah.
They strongly suggest that you move into what brings you the most joy, and they're suggesting you do both.
Okay. Well, that's very plausible, so I can do that.
And the other piece is that you need to take the courses that you need to take in order for you to feel comfortable doing what you do.
Right, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've found something. It's just going to take a while to get the course. Doesn't start until next spring.
What's the course about?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, it's a form of hypnotherapy, actually.
And so that's a little bit different to help people.
Well, yeah, I learned about it and I thought it was really effective.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, you can start building a website and doing a research about where people can go to find out what they need for whatever they need. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, I can do that.
Sure. But all you have to start doing your research the way you want. And by the time you're ready to move forward, you kind of got it, right?
Right. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, you can launch it the way you need to.
Yeah, exactly. That makes very good sense.
You sound like you had an aha moment there for a minute.
I'm surprised you picked up on that. I thought I was going to do it wrong.
it's not me picking up anything. I just tell you what I hear.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. You know. But has this been helpful?
Oh, totally, yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So will you let me know what the website is so we can mention it on the air? Let me know when you're ready for this.
Oh, sure.
Okay. That'd be great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, hope this has been helpful, and I hope you continue listening and
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you feel complete with the information as given?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. All right, well, you have a
excellent
beautiful day.
Thanks so much.
Happy
you
New
too.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So, again, folks, we really want to encourage you to understand that it's not about being right. It's about being happy. I it's like I've had people say, but it sounds so easy. Uh-huh, it does, doesn't it? Because it is. This is not tough. It's about called following your bliss, and there's a lot of times that we make excuses for not following our bliss, saying that it's too hard, and the reality is it's just about putting one foot in front of the other. And make sure that whatever foot you're putting in front of each other, you're taking a step toward what you want to do. Take a step toward what makes you feel good. Take a step toward your joy. Because when you take one step toward your joy, the universe will come up and bring you more. But it's impossible for you to win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. And it's impossible for you to move forward on your path if you sit on your couch and watch television all day. And please understand, this is not a criticism, but you have to notice that in order to be able to manifest what you want, you need to maintain and stay in the energy of wanting that. And it's not so much wanting it, so much it is visualizing it. And as you visualize it, it brings you closer to what you want to do. And as it brings you closer to what you want to do, you're able to actually manifest more. And so that's what it's all about. It's all about actually, well, the bottom line, I guess that's the way that, that's what's meant by it, walking your talk. Hopefully that is exactly what you do, one step at a time. And to talk to Val, we want you to actually understand that that eradicating the symptoms is about bringing forth the messages you need to hear. So it's really about finding out what your body needs at the time the pain shows up. Is it less stress? Is it more joy? Is it more peace? Is it more communication? Is it more about speaking your truth? Is it more about delegating? Is it more about trusting that other people will have your back, that people will do what they say they're going to do? And what I'm also hearing is it's about all of that. And it's going to be very important that you really get clear about who is in your life, who do you want in your life, and how can you move to feel joyful in your life. Hopefully that's helpful. And again, if you would email me back and let me know that you heard that, and if it makes any sense, that'd be great. And anybody else who has an email question they would like to send along, it's info, I-N, F as in Frank, O, info at akashicwisdom.com. It's the same name as the show, akashicwisdom.com. So that's real important. So I wonder how everybody's Thanksgiving was. This Thanksgiving was the first time that I was not with my family on Thanksgiving. My kids were in different parts of the country. I had my son, one son was in Boston, another son was in Pennsylvania, my daughter was in New York. So they were basically like all on the East Coast. And I didn't have anything to do. And there was like there were friends that I probably could have called and gone out with. And here at the apartment, they had some folks over. I mean, there was a little dinner upstairs, and that was nice. But the reality is that for the first time, for the first time in my life. First time since I've been on this planet, I was not with any family on Thanksgiving. And I know that for some people out there, this is what's the big deal? I'm never with anybody on holidays. But it was a big deal, and it was very interesting because, although I'm telling you, I was very relaxed. I didn't do very much. It's really not so much the day as the concept. We are so ingrained that on holidays we have to be with family. And so what my family's doing, what my kids are doing, my youngest son and my daughter, they're back from their adventures, and my other son who is in Boston, he won't be here for a while because that's another wonderful thing that I found out, but we're going to have our own quote-unquote Thanksgiving next weekend, next Friday. So what is it? It's a day. And the reality is that for so many of us, and so many folks put such great importance about being with the family on holidays, and they forget the rest of the year. And it's just a day. It's just a day. And I know that, it's a day that people have made a lot of hype about. But the reality is that one of the reasons people feel so bad is because the media and everybody makes a big deal about being with your family on that one special day. And although it's nice and it's beautiful and it's I'm not saying we shouldn't. What I am saying is we shouldn't wait for that only day. That there needs to be more love shared, more appreciation, more talk, more communication, more being together all year, not just on that special day. The same way with holiday gift giving and charity and stuff like that, you know, beyond the fact that it's the end of the year and everybody wants to get their write-offs before January 1st, which is a little bit mercenary but true, people make a big deal about giving around the holidays. I say you need to make a big deal about giving anytime. I think that the wonderful, you know, causes that are out there and for the homeless and for the battered women's shelters and for the folks that the everyday folks that have found themselves without a house or a house that's in foreclosure or a house that or a family that needs help or the families of our soldiers that have come back from the war. It's really important that we not just love on the holidays, but that we love all year round. And that's kind of a thing with me. It's like you gotta love all year round, not just on 2 days a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, we build up to this, and I mean, there's so many lines on Black Friday for people signing up and standing in line for one television set that's going to be in the store. And here's another weird thing. I have to tell you this. I went to a discount store. I'm not going to mention the name. But I went to a discount store that's very, very well known for its low prices. And they had a 32-inch television set for $248. And I saw a lady walking out with two of them. And I said, oh, is that a good deal? She goes, yeah, for and it's one of those flat-screen things. And I would love to have a flat-screen TV. I haven't bought one yet, but I would love to have one. So I thought, wow, that's great. And so I went to look at him, and there was a young man standing there, and I said, is that a good deal? Because I don't know anything about flat-screen TVs. I mean, I'm lucky that I know how my laptop works. You know, point and click. That's about as technological as I am. And he said, actually, it isn't. And he said that he gave me some specs that you needed to have a 1080p, I think that was resolution, and something else around resolution, and that this particular one, because if you don't, you have a grainy picture and it doesn't recover well. You know, I said, you know, I smiled and said, oh, thank you. Like, I knew what I was talking about, but the reality is I didn't really know what he's saying, but I wrote down the numbers so that I'd know later. And I said, so if a flat-screen TV were to have those components, what would it be a good deal? And he said about $400. So the reality is that you have to check so hard on these quote-unquote special deals. And it's really easy to do with your phone. Everybody's got like one of those smartphones or something that they can check the different websites, you know, for the specs on these items. But beyond that, everybody likes to get presents. I know that. But the reality is we buy so much stuff we don't need, and I
have become, I am very, very guilty of that. I've got to tell you that as I'm going through my stuff, if you folks have been following me for a while, you know that I moved from a 5-bedroom house to a 2-bedroom apartment. It just amazed me about how much stuff I have or I bought that I didn't need. That was still in a package. That why I purchased it, thinking I needed it, is beyond me. And you suffer for that because if you don't plan, you know, things can get a little tight and scary. You know, I also try to move into a positive aspect so it doesn't get too scary. But the reality is, it's not about not spending; it's about honoring money so that it honors you back. It's not about feeling lack and saying, quote unquote, I can't afford it. It's about looking at the item you want to purchase and ask if you truly are need it, or you first, you know, it will enhance your life. Because if the answer isn't yes, then put it back and come back and get it next week and see if it's still there for you. And they say that because when you honor money, money honors you. It's not about spending just to spend. It's about loving money, allowing money to love you, and to come into your life enough so that you have all the money you need to do whatever you want to do, anytime you want to do it, and you respect it. It's, you know, and funny, it's all about, it's the same thing that's happening to the natural resources of the earth. It's not about not being wasteful. It's about turning lights off when you're not in a room. It's about not letting water drip. It's about not having the heat so high that you have to, that you're walking around with a sleeveless dress on in the middle of winter and your heat's kicking up. It's not about being frugal so much as it is about really honoring your space, your time, and the planet. So we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Valerie. You read my email earlier.
Oh, I did. How did that hit for you?
It was good. A lot of those things are, you know, things I needed to hear and that I remind myself of, but it's always good to hear from someone else, too.
Sure. Okay, so how can we help you some more?
Well,
if you call for a reason, how can we help you? I'm sorry, what?
Is there anything more specific, I guess, that would be helpful?
Have you documented when the pain shows up?
Lately I have been noticing that it is, like, right before I get my period, and sometimes during, like, so maybe it, like, it could be hormonal as well. And
uh-huh.
Then I do think stress does sometimes make it worse.
Right. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Do you want children?
Yes.
Are you married?
No, but I'm in a relationship.
And how long have you wanted children?
Probably forever.
Having a child would be fine age-wise?
Well, I'm 32 now, so...
Oh, you're fine. Yeah.
Yeah,
still,
so it's
you
not
can
enough
go until you're 40.
What's that?
You can go easily until you're 40, 45 if you want them. Or more. I know that, it doesn't make any difference. But here's what you need to look at. Is this relationship you're in one that will give you children?
Well, I'm in a relationship with a woman, so I think that we can have children, but it's more complicated.
Oh, well, if you're in a relationship with a woman, then you just need to be going to pick out a sperm bank, right? To find, and so that you can be inseminated, and you could actually, is this a long-term relationship?
It is, yes.
Okay, so it's a committed relationship, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So the reality is that you are in a relationship that you could actually have a child. Does your partner want children?
She does.
What's stopping you?
Probably money.
Money for college, or money to have a baby, or money for health care, money for what?
Money probably just for that process, just because we can't really have, an accident of our love, so it's going to take some money to actually, go through that process of getting a sperm donor. And
have you checked out how much it costs?
I've heard things, but yeah, I haven't. I've kind of heard numbers and then kind of pushed it away, so I haven't myself looked to know exactly what that would be.
You may want to try that. The reason why here's what I'm hearing. There is a sadness within your body for not being able to reproduce. So we'd like you to notice your mood at the time when you are in the pain, or right before the pain.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but it hits somewhere, yeah.
I mean, yeah, and does it feel like truth in your body when I just said that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, look at that emotion. Oh my, here it is. There. So just notice that, Valerie. Notice that your need to nurture is very, very strong. And we would also suggest that your need to nurture also is coming from a place of wanting to be nurtured.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it's going to be real important for you to have a conversation with your loved one that includes a conversation of how to feel cherished.
Okay.
So it's about you feeling cherished, and it's about her feeling cherished.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that it's very easy to cherish someone when they cherish you. So the feeling cherished should be a joyful thing that you really deeply feel for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a way of expressing a deep nurturing and a deep care.
Yeah, I feel like I have that. I feel like I have that with her, but maybe like not from my parents.
You have it for her, but not for yourself. Is that what you said?
No, I feel it with her, and that's like I feel like that is maybe one of the only places I feel it, but I don't necessarily feel it with my parents. So that may be a block.
Right. And so you need to be able to reparent your little kid inside.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to do some journaling around that.
Yeah, that's an old, definitely some old stuff there.
Right, but it's still controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice it. This is not about feeling guilty. This is about noticing how your life is and what belief systems are motivating or creating behavior that's not serving you.
Right.
And so the idea here is that about having a child you do want to check with your doctors to make sure any kind of medications you're taking for the, your rheumatoid arthritis would be okay to take while you're pregnant.
I'm not taking any medication, actually.
Oh, you're not? Cool. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, sometimes, since you're not, that's great. But notice how this all plays, how it all fits together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a missing piece, but I didn't think they related, I guess.
Everything's related.
Like, I knew
related.
That those were there, but I didn't put it together. That's true.
Well, the other thing, too, is that there's some, unacknowledged anger. I mean, there's plenty of acknowledged angers, but there's unacknowledged anger, too,
Mm-hmm.
There's some for not feeling or not being nurtured the way you wanted to be nurtured. But again, here's the thing. Your choice is this. Is their personality going to change anytime soon, do you think?
Well, I mean, that's not where to start, I guess, so it doesn't matter, right?
What'd you say?
I guess it doesn't matter,
Whether their personality is going to change?
Right. I have to.
Yeah, there is.
I'm
sorry, we kind of talked over each other. I didn't hear what you said. What were you saying?
Well, I don't want to wait for that. I don't want to say it's not possible, but I don't want to wait to feel better for that to happen.
Well, the reality is, if it hasn't happened so far, what are the chances that it's going to happen anytime soon?
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece is that even if they were to change, what would have to happen in your life for you to feel closeness that you would believe it or that it could impact you?
Uh-huh, sure.
Because, unfortunately, you can't allow them to dictate. You can't allow that behavior to control your life anymore, because it's, like you said, it doesn't make any difference. But the reality is they didn't even know what they didn't know.
Right.
So you can sit around being angry about it, but it's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize I was still angry about it.
Well, notice how it feels in your body right now.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I make sense that wanting to nurture comes from wanting to be nurtured, and that really resonates. And
right.
So I think that there is that.
Uh-huh. So, and again, that we can only... The reality is our parents parent the way they were parented.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only blame our parents for so long for not doing what we would have liked them to do. And there comes a time where we truly have to say, they made a mistake, they didn't know what they were doing, I'm an adult, I need to move on. Because trying to wait for them to say,
right,
I'm sorry, for them to understand what they didn't do is such a waste of our time. And
mm-hmm,
emotions.
Absolutely.
Mhm. And because the reality, if they're still on the planet, they still don't know what they didn't do.
Right.
And even if you told them, what would you really want them to do about it? Say you're sorry? Well, good, say you're sorry. But the reality is, they still wouldn't know how to parent you. Think about it, if they didn't know then, they're not going to know now.
Right, right.
And so we walk around, with this fantasy of trying to please our parents in the hopes that if we please them enough, they will then, quote-unquote, love us the way we want to be loved, And then they will nurture us the way we want to be nurtured, and everything's going to be all happy. And the reality is, if they didn't know then, they're not going to know now. Move on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, if you have a loving partner that wants to support you and cherish you, and it's up to you to learn how to cherish her in a way she wants to be cherished. Because then you have a true nurturing partnership that's perfect for bringing up a loving child.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah. Has this been helpful?
Yes, Marie, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your
time. Might have been a little painful, but the reality is that hopefully it's been a little bit helpful, though.
No, absolutely. I've been struggling with this, and I wouldn't have brought in the other things, you know, at this time, and I just needed some external guidance, and it was really helpful. And
okay,
I feel
good.
Better in my, you know, even my tightness in my heart I feel better.
It's loosened.
You know,
yeah.
I think that, yeah, yeah. And so I feel like some more clarity on how to, you know,
move forward,
stay within this place, move forward and stay in a place where I feel better in my body as well.
Sure, sure. Have you listened to the show before?
I've only listened to one of the archives. My friend JoJo told me about you, and he sent me one of the archives.
Oh, JoJo's a good guy.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad. That's great. Yeah. We like JoJo a lot. He's a good guy. I look forward to meeting him someday. But I look forward to meeting him for real one day. That'd be great. So.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, try this out. Keep in touch. Let me know how it works. Okay. And
okay. Thank you.
No, I will tell you one of these things, and this is not really a commercial, but I guess it's going to come off as one. But there's a CD I have called Remembering Your Magnificence, and it's a CD that it's all the things you always wanted to hear as a kid but didn't. So it's 100% brought through from the Akashic Records. I brought it through, and I didn't change a word of it. And I recommend it, and I'm personally not recommending. The records are saying that you may want to get this because it's an important piece for helping you learn how to love yourself again. So take a, you know, if you want more information, I'll be happy to email some more information to you. Just email me.
Okay.
And you can pay for it via PayPal if that makes sense to you, and
mm-hmm.
be happy to send it along. And if for some reason you didn't like it, I give you your money back.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
I appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I've got your email. Do you want me to send you some information on it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, great. I'll be happy to do that. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and keep in touch, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, dear. Oh, and by the way, you get great cookies.
What's that?
Don't you make good cookies?
Yes.
Do you want to plug on them, or do you want to remain more anonymous?
No, I don't mind plugging.
Okay. All right. So we want everybody to go. So everybody wants to go to this website to buy the greatest cookies that are all vegan and wonderful and natural and moist. And you go to undercovercookies.com.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name. Undercovercookies.com, right?
Yep, that's right.
And what city do you live in?
I live in San Luis Obispo, California.
I love San Luis Obispo. Oh, I love it. Yes, I went to the Hearst Castle there, and the Madonna Inn is not too far from there. Is that still around?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what it looks like now, but, you know, 30 years ago is great.
it's still magnificent.
Oh, wow. It is just, anyway. Okay, but everybody go to Undercover Cookies and order their cookies for the holidays. Okay? Undercovercookies.com.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Val. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye. Bye. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting towards the end of the show. And, you know, this show is here to help all of you. It's my way of giving back service through the Akashic Records energy. The Akashic Records work is truly my life's work. We accept donations via PayPal. You can just go to PayPal and click on, and if you want to make a donation, we'd love it. You can click personal if you want, so we don't have to pay the fees. If you're not buying anything and you want to just donate, that'd be great. And it's info@akashicwisdom.com is the email address if you've got a PayPal account and you want to make a donation. We would appreciate it. But it is my service to you. Continue to have your questions answered and email them. We had a great class last weekend, by the way. There was some folks that were virtually there online learning how to access their own Akashic Records, as well as we had people at the center as well. So I had people in front of me that were physically there, and then we had people virtually there learning how to access their Akashic Records, and it was really a great group. The classes are not big. I don't make them big on purpose. We had 8 people in the class. This is not about renting ballrooms, you know. This is about individual work, so I can help you on a one-to-one basis. So the next time I have a virtual show or a virtual workshop, and you can do this from any place in the world, you got to email me and let me know that you're interested in receiving more information about a virtual Akashic Records workshop. So, in the meantime, it's time for me to say goodnight. I really want to thank you for your calls and your emails. It makes the program so much richer. And remember that good news I was telling you about? Well, my son and his wife, my oldest, they're going to have twins. I am so excited. So, lots of love and blessing to my wonderful Brian and Becky and their son, Jonah. Is going to be a big brother. So we are very, very happy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe. Whatever works for you, we are so blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. And we need to start every day before we even let our feet hit the floor. By saying thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Source, for all my wonderful, wonderful blessings. We start the day, and we end the day that way. With a heartfelt thanks, not just a surface thank, but a deep, deep feeling of gratitude for all that we are, all that we're not, and all that we are yet to be. Ah, sounds wonderful to me. Well, I thank you so much for listening. With that, I'm going to close the records of the Akashic Wisdom radio show. Tonight, it's at 11:20. It's 11:26, 2012. If you want to contact me privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233 or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on 11:20. It's now 11:26. after midnight here in Ohio by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll join me in saying amen. Okay, good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. Send those questions in. And remember to tell yourself you love you. Tell all the ones you love that you love them, including yourself. Have a great week. Bye-bye.